We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Chav Zayin and Beis. We are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, a new sugya, a new Mishnah. We are talking about now. Until now, we're talking about psulim of someone who's a ganev, is a rasha. Now we're talking about different type of psulim of kraivim, that relatives are not allowed to say edus to each other, and it comes from a pasuk of lo yumsu aves abanim ubanim lo yumsu al aves, like the Gemara will darshan. So what's called a karav, which is a big shayla, what's called a karav? So our mission teaches what a karav is. Elu heina kraivim. These are people I consider kraivim. Obviously a father, which it doesn't say in the Mishnah, it's like the Perish of Mishnah, why not? Because a father is the pasuk. So therefore it's a pasuk. You don't have to say that. The Mishnah doesn't teach it to us. The Mishnah says everything besides the father, which is pasuk, because the father is obvious. Elu heina kraivim, achiv, your brother. V'achi aviv, your uncle, which is your father's brother. V'achi ima, your uncle, which is your mother's brother. U'bal achoisai, your brother-in-law, which is the husband of your sister. U'bal achois aviv, and the uncle, who is the husband of your father's sister. U'bal achois ima, your mother's sister's husband. U'bal ima, and your stepfather. V'chamav, your shver, your father-in-law. V'gisa in your brother-in-law. What does gisa, your brother-in-law, mean? It means bal achois ishtai, your wife's sister's husband. You think that's not like a mamash, a blood relative? That's also aser. So these eight, we have eight over here. We count up as eight. There's achiv, v'achi aviv, achi imai, bal achoisai, which is a type of brother-in-law, bal achois aviv, bal achois imai, bal imai, chomav, and gisai. Eight. I think I counted nine, but I think it's supposed to be eight. So, behein ubneim v'chasneim. I can count one more time. It's achiv, achiyav, achiyimoy, balachaysay, balachaysavim, balachaysimoy, balimoy, chama and gisay. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Behein ubneim v'chasneim. No, there's no charts. None of the colored gemaras have charts either. So, behein ubneim v'chasneim. So it's then, early on says there's eight aves, that's where I'm coming from, but unless you say that Gisoy and Chomov consider one, I don't know why we consider one, but Hein Ubneim V'chasneim, so it's these eight and their children and their son-in-laws. Their sons and son-in-laws are all included. V'chargar Levadai. Now, a stepson is Levadai. Chargar Levadai means a stepson also cannot say Edus. A stepson means your wife's son. But Levadai, but it's not his sons and son-in-laws. It's not his sons and son-in-laws. That is our Mishnah, says all these kraivim. Om Rav Yesi, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. This is Mishnah Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah Rishayna holds that only on your father's side is there a problem. Doidoy ben doidoy b'chol ha-royal yarshay. B'chol ha-kar of life, that's a new thing. So this Mani Yama says, the Mishnah Rishayna holds that you're only apostle on your father's side. But let's say Achi Imoy is allowed to say, Achi Imoy, you're allowed to say Edis on them because you're not Yerish. You're not Yerish, they're not Yerish you. Achi Imoy is not Yerish you. So therefore, Achi Imoy can say Edis for you because they're not a Yerish of yours. Not a Yerish. As the Rashi says, V'chol royal Yerish, so then a Kreve Ab. Av a Kreve Aim can go in Achi Imoy, Koshaloi. Your mother's brother can never be Yerushu because your mother is never Yerushu. So the brother, your mother's brother cannot be Yerushu, and therefore he can say this for you. But Zog Rashi, Aval hu pasul la'achima. He actually cannot say this on his mother's brother. Why? Share made ze royal Yerushu because he could be Yerushu's mother's brother. You know how? He's Yerushu's mother. And some of his mother can be Yerushu's her brother. Through the father. So therefore, it's possible for the mother to be Yerush the brother, and therefore he could, and he's Yerush's mother, so he cannot say Edus on them. What? I know, Mish says Achima, that's fear of Akiva. We're going to Mr. Rishayna now. Mr. Rishayna says only that Achima is not included. Again, let's see the Mr. Mishnah one more time. Oh, Rabbi Yasi, Zu Mishnah Rabbi Akiva. That we just said, Mr. Achima is Mr. Rabbi Akiva. Aval Mishnah Rishayna holds Doidoy Ben Doidoy V'chal Royal Yarshay Zagrashi Who Are Coming Lafuke Achimay Zagrashi Nachamol Dainu Kreve Av Av Kreve Aim Kegon Achi Imen Kasholay. That means your uncle, your mother's brother, is allowed to say Edus for you. Why? Because your mother's brother cannot be Yerushu. Zagrashi Achidush, that you cannot say Edus for your mother's brother, even though it's your mother's side. Why? because you could be Yerush Shimon's brother. And the way the Ran learns up Rashi is, that Rashi learns, the reason why you can't say Eidus V'Kroivim is, because since you're in a Ger B'Davar, you're going to be Yerush them, so of course he's saying that that building is theirs. You want to be Yerush it. So therefore, that's where it comes from, and there's a Mishnah arguing that back upon him, that's what Rashi does say, that when it says the mother's side, it only means, it has to be Mamash, royal, totally Mamash in Yerusha, that's what's Talian. That's what Rashi learns. Hoya, v'chol karv le'vayis ha'shah. The craving work, if you carve at that time, or you carve in a srachik, if you were carve, and then you're in a srachik. For example, if someone has a son-in-law cannot say edus for him. But let's say his daughter dies, chas v'shalom, so then, the husband, which is a son-in-law, is not a son-in-law anymore, and he can say this. I raise a kasha. Who decides? It depends. I feel mesa bita v'yeshloi banim mena. If they have children, then it keeps the son-in-law in the family. I raise a karav. So at the end of the Mishnah, another case. How oyev v'hasoinei cannot say edus. What's the oyev? Zesh shoshvinoi. While he's shoshvinim, which means they used to have the deals, they came back, they came to the chasana and paid for part of the chasana. So while he's a shoshvinim, he cannot say Eidus for you. Soinei means kosh, what's called soinei kosh? If someone is angry at you for 3 days straight, that's when they're not talking to you, that's called a soinei. So according to the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Huda really in this case, Rabbi Huda says that a oyev and a soinei cannot say Eidus. A person will not lie and say Eidus falsely because he hates you or loves you. It's not going to happen. That's not what happens. No chash. Zok Rashi. But to be a dayan, it can't be a dayan, a oyev or a sainei. Why? Because you have to be able to work to find a schus for someone. If someone who's a sainei cannot find a schus for his enemy, Avadi won't lie, but to find a schus, you got to have someone dig deep, and that he won't do. So it's only talking about edim here, not about a dayan. So I think, what's the makar for the psul kroivim? You have to halt kop, and as we spoke at the different kroivim, you have to figure out how it fits into the psukim, not immediately. Torah Banan. Pasuk says, lo yum su avas abanim, that fathers should not die because of sons, and sons shouldn't die because of the fathers. Ish b'cheta yimusu. A person dies from his own chet. So what does that mean? Ma tamalim. Im lamed. If it's lo yimusu, obviously what it means, the father shouldn't die because of the chatoim of the son, and sons shouldn't die because of the chatoim of the father. If that's what's teaching us, ma tamalim. Im lamed lo yimusu avos ba'avim banim. U'banim avos ba'avos. Arek fanem. Ish b'cheta yimusu. Elu, what does it teach us? Lo yimusu avos abanim, be'edus banim. Avos should not die, but eidus banim, or banim umso avos, but eidus avos. Now, if you think a bit about this, this teaches us uncles also. Why? Let's have to analyze very good. Avos means two fathers. You don't have two fathers. So two fathers means two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They cannot die, ide the banim, Reuven and Shimon's children. That means Reuven's son cannot say eidus about Shimon. That is achi avos. Again, avos, pictures in the head. Avos. Avos is brothers. No, it's not. I'm talking about avos, losh rabim. It's talking about Reuven and Shimon. That's the avos. Lo yumsu avos abanim. So it's talking about Reuven. It's just lo yumsu ababen. Should have said. Why is it rabim? Why is it rabim? Teaches us the drasha. It means Reuven and Shimon cannot die. Idei the banim, their children. So we see their children cannot say edus at the avos. That will teach us not only can you say edus on your father, you can't say edus on your uncle either. That's what comes out. Halt kop. She's not uncle either. The other way as well. It says, lo yumsu banim al avos. That will teach us the same thing. That an uncle cannot say edus, a father can't say edus on the son, and the uncle can't say edus on the son. So that's what you see. That's already knocked out a few of them we have over here. We see already clearly a few different drushes. Now, Imar just asks, well, in banim lo yumsu al avos, they won't have a case, banim ba avoin avos loy. Children don't die in the oven of the father. V'achsev says in the pasuk, "Poiket oven avos abanim." That Hashem is poiket the oven of the avos on the bottom. So you see that Hashem does give the oynos to the children. My answer is hasam k'sha'ichsem masi avesem biyadeim. That is when they keep on doing their father's averus. Not only get their own averus, then they get the father's averus as well. Because Tanya says the pasuk in the Teicha, "Va'af ba'avoynos avosam itam yimaku." Which means that they get the person dies on chet. The only time dies on his father's chet, only if he keeps on doing it. Frank Marvel law, you don't die for someone else's chet, but ksiv, the cost of Ishbachiv, Ishbachiv, that someone dies because of his brother's Avera, which means Koyshua Raven Zerazah, Malam Jakuma Raven Zerazah. So the Gemara, Hosom Shahi Biyad Limchos Lemichu. That's if you had a chance to be Meicha, you're not Meicha. So Al Kaponim, So we're learning so far is that avos to banim and banim to avos cannot say edus, and even a brother, even achi aviv is also as well. That's what we see so far. And Yad Hashem, tomorrow we continue. Remember this drasha very well. We will continue these psukim. We'll start on top of Chesam and Aleph, Yad Hashem, in the next year.